chinimandi.com podcast.
Banks to consider giving loans to sugar mills to set up new distilleries despite weak balance sheets. Utilization of excess sugarcane for ethanol production to improve viability of sugar industry. Ethanol is a green fuel and its blending with petrol also saves foreign exchange. Government has taken various measures to improve viability of sugar industry, thereby enabling sugar mills to make timely payment of cane dues of farmers. Going forward, diversion of excess sugarcane and sugar is a long-term solution for addressing the problem of excess stock and improving viability of sugar industry. Ethanol is a green fuel and its blending with petrol also saves the country's foreign exchange. A meeting co-chaired by Secretary Food and Public Distribution, Secretary MOPNG and Secretary DFS was held with the representatives of leading banks and oil marketing companies, cane commissioners of major sugar producing states and Sugar Industry Association on 21st August 2020, in which ways and means to increase the supply of ethanol to OMCs was discussed to achieve the objective of the government to increase the blending percentage in petrol. It was agreed that as producers of ethanol, buyers of ethanol and the lenders are willing to enter into a tripartite agreement about producing, buying and paying for the ethanol through an escrow account, etc. The banks can consider giving loans to sugar mills even with the weak balance sheets. This would facilitate mills to avail loans from banks to set up new distilleries or to expand their existing distilleries, thereby enhancing the overall distillation capacity in the country, and thus would help in achieving the blending target under ethanol blender with petrol program. It was assured by the states and industry that efforts would be made to increase supply of ethanol in the current as well as in ensuring ethanol supply years. During last ethanol supply 2018-19, about 189 crore liters of ethanol was supplied by sugar mills and grain-based distilleries to OMCs, thereby achieving 5% blending target. And in current ethanol supply year 2019-20, efforts are being made to supply 190 to 200 crore liters of ethanol for blending with petrol to achieve 5.6% of blending. The government has 10% blending target for mixing ethanol with petrol by 2022 and 20% blending target by 2030. With a view of achieving blending targets, government is encouraging sugar mills and molasses-based standalone distilleries. With a view to achieving blending targets, government is encouraging sugar mills and molasses-based standalone distilleries to enhance their ethanol distillation capacity. Soft loans of about 18,600 crore are being extended through banks to 362 project of 600 crore liter capacity for enhancement and augmentation of ethanol production capacity, for which an interest subvention of about 4045 crore of 5 years is being borne by the government. To encourage sugar mills to divert excess sugarcane to produce ethanol for blending with petrol, the government has allowed it production of ethanol from B-heavy molasses, sugarcane juice, sugar syrup and sugar, and has also fixed the remunerative ex-mill prices of ethanol derived from these feedstock. The statewide target for ethanol manufacture have also been fixed. Sugar mills having distillation capacity have been advised to divert B-heavy molasses and sugar syrup for producing ethanol to utilize their capacity to maximum extent. And those sugar mills which do not have distillation capacity should produce B-heavy molasses and should tie up with distilleries which can produce ethanol from B-heavy molasses. States have been requested to ensure smooth movement of molasses and ethanol.